This is Rafe Jenkins podcast, E2E, entrepreneur to entrepreneur. Make sure you follow me on Facebook at Rafe Jenkins TV and consider sharing this podcast with your friends. Today, we're with Brian Flanagan, and we're going to be talking about sales. Hey, Brian, welcome to the show.
Appreciate the invitation. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm a salesman. I've been in sales a long time. I'm an accidental salesman, which means I wanted to do something else. I wanted to be a high school basketball coach in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, but I found myself in sales, and it worked out extremely well. I'm very proud of the sales profession.
Tell us about your business.
Flanagan Training Group is really a result of my being in the training industry for a while. I spent 14 years with the IBM Corporation learning my craft. Got a hold of Zig Ziglar early in my career, and he really had an impact, and I had the opportunity and the blessing to work for Zig Ziglar for, gee whiz, 33 years. And I started my own firm, and it's kind of a continuation of working with salespeople, as well as people who have a need to present themselves in public speaking and effective business presentation skills. So those are the two things that Flanagan Training Group concentrates on, sales and presentation skills.
Yeah, that's great. So when did you start your company?
I had the opportunity to start the company back in 2005, although I was still an independent contractor with the Ziglar Corporation, and I was trying to build a set of accounts separate from the Ziglar accounts. And really, through some perseverance and a little luck here and there, some good folks who served as kind of my power team or my reference team, I've grown that into a full-time business.
Huh, that's awesome. So one thing I've learned about being an entrepreneur is sales cures all. You've probably heard that quote.
Sure, good quote.
And it's so true, because honestly, you could have all your ducks in a row other than this one area and everything won't work. So elaborate on why sales is so important.
I'm a big believer that within any organization, the sales team is not that entire organization. However, the entire organization is the sales team, because there's not one person within an organization that can't cost that organization a sale. Whether it be invoicing the wrong product to the wrong person, shipping the wrong product to the wrong person, from the receptionist to the CEO, everybody's in sales. The problem is most entrepreneurs don't think of themselves as professional salespeople.
Right.
The value I bring to an organization is that you may not want to be a professional salesperson, but you have to be a professional who can sell.
Right.
Therefore, I bring the wherewithal, the tactical side, the process side, if you will, the methodology, and how to move through a sale.
Right.
That's the value that I bring to my clientele.
Right. So what are some basic tips you could give us on making sales?
One of the great tips is that you have to lead with need. Too often we miss the sale because we're leading with product or functionality. We're not explaining or interpreting the value of that functionality. We have a tendency to talk more about product than we do results, benefits, values. That's one of the biggest mistakes. Another one is that most people think selling is a personality, when in fact, selling is a process. And
right.
what I've learned the hard way over the years is that selling process gives you the freedom and the confidence to use your sales personality.
Right.
It's not the other way around.
Huh. Yeah, my business coach and mentor, he told me that, like, if I could just shut up and, like, ask questions and listen more, I'd probably make more sales. So, like, do you think that's true? Like, a lot of finding the need is asking the right questions?
You have a wise business coach. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I think the problem is that we have a passion for what we do, or if you have a passion for what you do. What I try to help people with is one simple statement. Put your talent ahead of your passion. I notice that people aren't as excited and passionate about my product as I am. Therefore, I've got to be skilled and talented enough to know how to communicate the value of my passion. It's not the passion that you're selling. It's what that passion will do for your customers.
Right. So what would you say to an entrepreneur starting their business or a business owner that has a successful business, but they're not salespeople? What kind of advice could you give to them?
Find a process, find some type of methodology that's repeatable, duplicatable, because you, if you have seven salespeople and you're an entrepreneur or sales manager for that matter, if you have seven sales representatives, you may be managing seven different processes, and there's no common language that you can talk about. I don't know how to measure a personality. So if a salesperson has a process and it's defined and there are various stages and steps, it's certainly easier to move with the customer through that process. It's certainly easier to tweak part of that process because it's hard to tweak your personality. So one of the first things I would suggest an entrepreneur do is make sure they have a methodology that moves the prospect through the sale with the salesperson that's focused on the prospect's needs.
So can anyone be a salesman, a good salesman, in your opinion?
I don't trust natural-born salespeople.
Why?
For the same reason I don't trust natural-born cardiologists.
Okay.
I don't want a natural-born cardiologist ad-libbing through my chest cavity. I believe if a person has the heart to be successful, then any personality can be successful in sales.
Right.
Because it's a process, and I'm a big believer that process takes pressure off the salesperson. Process takes pressure off the sales prospect. If you have a client-centered approach to selling, I think that more people than not can learn to sell.
That's awesome. So one thing that my company does is works with big corporations, and and generally I could get through the gatekeeper. God's really blessed me to, you know, build relationships and, you know, have open doors. But once I'm in front of the big, you know, CEO, what kind of sales tips could you give me on actually sealing a corporate sale?
It's focusing on the other person's needs.
Right. So that's what it goes back to, the basics. It's always the needs.
Yes. And the reason is that then his needs may be morale. His needs may be, I'm expanding, his needs may be whatever, may be bottom line. But what you're doing, you're the vehicle to the person's goals. And I think that you're not talking functionality of what you do to the CEO, to the C-level person. You're talking about results of what you do. If I can define your goals and put you in a vehicle to reach those goals, I become a hero too.
Right.
So from the C-level person, that's what they're focused on. That's what they're tasked to do. Well, let me put you in a vehicle to reach those tasks.
Yeah. Wow. That's awesome. Brian, one last question. This is a time in our segment where I want to just open it up for you to say whatever you want to say. So go ahead.
Well, I'm a big believer that selling is an honorable profession. I think we've done a poor job of selling it to the next generation. My daughter is a voice major. My son was a psychology major. I've done a poor job of selling it to the next generation. And I think that the reason we have is that people think selling is hype and deception. It's evolved and revolved so that's not the case. Selling is not hype and deception. A professional salesperson has got to be a problem solver. They've got to be a psychologist. All those things that if they have a discovery stage, if they know how to go in and confirm needs and then put people in positions to reach their needs, then they'll have customers for life. One of the great lessons I learned by joining the Zig Ziglar Corporation, Zig had a great line about selling. He says, selling is nothing more than a transference of feeling. If I can have you feel the way that I feel about my product, then I'm ahead of the game. And one of the big things from a Christian perspective, as a Christian in the marketplace, it's very important that the intent behind your technique will determine your ethics. And if your intent is pure, if you're trying to reach people and help them, then you'll find a technique. But the first thing is your helpful intent. If it's a force fit, if you're trying to force fit it on a prospect or a customer, you need to stop your selling efforts until you know for a fact that it'll be beneficial to this person. And I think that salespeople are held to a higher standard because we are trained in the art of persuasion and influence. And our integrity and our ethics have to be higher.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, Brian, thank you so much for joining us and talking, and I really appreciate your time, sir.
My pleasure. I hope it helped.
Thank you so much.
All right.